Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today, let's never forget. Never forget the dozens of bloody, crying firemen and first responders who screamed about the bombs in the Twin Towers and the lobby before and after the planes hit. Never forget the $2.3 trillion that was reported missing by Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11. Never forget that the controller in charge of the Pentagon's budget was Dov Zakheim, who lost the $2.3 trillion by doing poor bookkeeping, lost $1.55 billion per day, every day for 5 years. I don't buy that. Does anybody really buy that? How could anybody misplace $2.3 trillion at the rate of $1.55 billion per day for 5 years? Never forget that Dov Zakheim was also the CEO of Systems Planning Corporation in 2001, which manufactures flight termination systems for commercial airliners so they can be remotely controlled by computers. Never forget that the day after Rumsfeld mentioned missing $2.3 trillion, a plane impacted the Office of Naval Intelligence at the Pentagon, where the computers were kept, which stored that information. And over 100 budget analysts and accountants were killed, and the money trail was lost. Does anybody believe that bullshit was an accident or coincidence? It's not possible. Never forget that Larry Silverstein bought the entire World Trade Center lease in 2000 for a $15 million bid, even though he was lower than the other bidders. How did he get it? He got it. Never forget that Larry Silverstein put a $3.5 billion insurance policy then. Whoa, why? On the towers against terrorist attacks in June 2001. Never had a terrorist attack in this country before, but he put a $3.5 billion insurance policy on it. Then 3 months later, surprise, 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 both towers get hit by aircraft. Never forget that Larry Silverstein then sued his insurers, which was over 40 companies, you get paid double since his limit, since each plane constitutes a separate attack. And never forget that Larry, good old Larry boy, made $4.55 billion so far off of an initial investment of $15 million. Never forget that scientists and physicists at BYU found a type of explosive in every single dust sample tested, which was completely confirmed to be a type of thermite. Thermite produces liquid iron and is used to cut thick columns effectively and quietly. It's amazing how both World Trade Center towers imploded upon themselves silently. Never forget that World Trade Center 7 fell at 7:20 p.m. on 9/11 and the news tried to cover it up. Never forget that the BBC, Fox News, and CNN reporters all misread scripts on TV live, which announced World Trade Center 7 collapsing hours before it did. How did they do that? Which was indicating a pre-written narrative. Never forget that World Trade Center 7 was 47 stories tall, yet NIST said it collapsed at free fall acceleration for 2.25 seconds. Impossible. Never forget high school physics and a definition of static equilibrium and conservation of momentum, which would make it impossible for any structure to collapse at free fall acceleration, impossible without explosives or pre-weakening the structure. Never forget the U.S. government was warned over 50 times, by at least minimum of 12 countries of an imminent terrorist attack, which of course America, they ignored every one of them. Never forget that when Bush and Cheney met with 9/11 Commission, they did so only on their own terms. They appeared together. They were not under oath. No press or family members were allowed to attend. No recording of any kind was allowed. Never forget that NORAD just happened to be running two drills on 9/11, Vigilant Guardian and Vigilant Warrior. Never forget that these drills scrambled jets all over the country and over the ocean and made it absolutely positively impossible for the pilots to intercept or hijack jets in time once they were scrambled towards the hijacking. Never forget NORAD interceptions on 9/11 took 80 minutes. That's over an hour and a half almost to scramble. Too late to do anything. The average time to intercept is 10 minutes. Never forget that in 2000, NORAD had 67 intercepts with 100% accuracy. On 9/11, they missed four times in one day. Never forget that molten metal was found in Ground Zero. Remember the thermite? Weeks after the towers collapsed, and was also found on the World Trade Center 7. Never forget that kerosene in office furniture doesn't burn hot enough to phase change steel from solid to liquid. Nothing did. And explosions. It was never mentioned in official reports. Never forget that a van was pulled over trying to leave New York City and contained illegal explosives, probably thermite, and very suspicious documents from Israel, were detained for 71 days. They disappeared, and then the story disappeared. Never forget that no video has ever been released, actually showing a plane hitting the Pentagon, despite having 85 external cameras, probably the finest in the world, that could have captured the footage. Never forget that eyewitnesses and first responders to the Pentagon reported no plane wreckage. Never forget that over 80 surveillance and CCTV videos from local businesses were gathered by FBI agents within 15 minutes by FBI agents. This footage has never been released. It's disappeared. Never forget the terrorist passports that with all the explosions, all the bombs, all the burning fuel, all the thermite, they were miraculously found untouched in pristine condition amongst the rubble. How is that possible? It's not. They were put there. Never forget that at least 7 of the 19 hijackers are still alive, and the FBI still has not updated its list. At least 5 are listed as connected to U.S. military institutions. Never forget that eyewitnesses and first responders reported no plane wreckage or bodies in the Pennsylvania field where Flight 93 supposedly crashed. How do you miss a giant airliner? Disappeared. Never forget that since that day, over 30 professional pilots have tried to recreate the alleged path the plane took before striking the Pentagon in a flight simulator. All have failed. And never, 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 ever forget the thousands of lives lost.